be honest, they're pretty simple. I mean, like the farm that I built in Salvation Army, it turns on and it turns itself off. And I mean, really, all you have to do is feed the fish and take care of the plants. The inner workings of keeping the whole thing alive is kind of, it does it itself. You know what I mean? If it's designed well, it shouldn't really take that much work. Now, there's some time in the beginning, like right now, it's doing something that we call cycling, where we're building up all the beneficial bacteria so that it functions correctly. And that's a process that, like, most people aren't familiar with. But when that's through, the majority of people, you know, kind of get gardening. You know, you put a seed in the ground and you wait for it to grow and you rip it out. And then taking care of fish, like, that's not a hard thing to look up online and research. And that's really what it comes down to after the thing is built. I would say that, first of all, you'd probably be surprised, you know, when you started seeing how many people actually knew about aquaponics, because it's really starting to get popular. It is something new, but it's definitely growing, mainly just like kind of backyard, you know, people that, you know, want to do sustainable farming. It's not the normal, like, you know, mom and pop kind of deal. But I would say another reason, too, is I think people don't really believe it. They don't really understand how it works. And everyone I take through the system asks the same question, like, where's the soil? You know, where's the dirt? When you're going to school and you're learning about agriculture, you know, you grow plants in the dirt. So people they relate those two things together. So when they see the system and they don't see dirt, it's just like alien science to them. They're just like, how could this work without soil? So, you know, but once you break it down for people and they understand that, no, the soil just contains nutrients. And that gravel works on behalf of the soil just to kind of hold the nutrients. Then it begins to make more sense to people. I think that and the fact that, like, you can't just really, it's not like you can go in your backyard and bury a seed in the ground. You kind of have to understand how it works, like I talked about the whole cycling, like the intricacy of the beginning of the cycling. And once you understand that, then you can build yourself a system. So probably for those reasons, but I mean, really, once you get it going, you'd be surprised how, you know, easy they are to function. It's really that beginning stage of just kind of comprehending, like, wait a second, so you're using fish emulsions and bacteria, and from there, you know, the thing fires up. Once you get past that, it's just standard farming, if that makes sense. So, I don't know, maybe people just don't really... I know that when I build these in other countries, it's a real challenge because, you know, people have been doing things traditionally for hundreds of years, and then you come in and you talk about this whole new technology, and if people aren't willing to grasp onto something like that, then it's not going to be successful. So in the same way that it might be a little difficult to try to teach a new technology, it's probably also the same to try to convince people to, you know, do things another way. Even if they're willing to learn it, just to kind of shift that in your mind and say, hey, we're growing in gravel, not